Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, sorry about that. Let's try this again. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, May 25th of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in the middle of the mitten of Michigan, where I live, Midland specifically. It's so good to be with you wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning into the program. It's such a blessing that you've made the determination to tune in. And I want to say this to start with. For those of you who are tuning in from other countries, as well as those tuning in from this country, the United States, America needs prayer. I'm not going to take this moment to get into the political issues that we have going on, even though we have some, like with the border and inflation and a bunch of other things. But what I do want to mention is this. Yesterday, in a rural town in Texas, about 100 miles west of San Antonio, Uvalde, Texas, you had an 18-year-old man go into an elementary school, go into a fourth grade classroom, barricade himself, and massacre 19 students and two teachers. Think about it, 19 fourth graders who had the vast majority of their life ahead of them. Future doctors, future possible Supreme Court justices, future pastors, future, you know, good school teachers, future lawyers, and they won't be having any of that, because some gunman, I will not mention his name. Why? Because even though he's dead, shot by police, I don't know, but he might want his name to be known for what he's doing. Some people might want the attention. So, guess what? I'm not going to give this person the attention by saying what their name is. But this person goes into that elementary school, does that thing, and he had a troubled past and bullied him that, and for those of you who are saying, oh, it's the gun that's the problem, it's the guns, it's the guns, it's the guns, it's the guns. Hey! The gun doesn't pull its own trigger. Murders of the heart. Think about that for a second. It's of the heart. Okay. Another thing. in the 50s and 60s and prior to in the 50s and 60s, you had God taken out of the schools of America. In the 60s, it was declared unconstitutional by ladies, by a couple of ladies. It was declared unconstitutional to pray in public schools. And you couldn't read the Bible in public schools anymore either. Since we took God out of the schools, violence in schools has went way up. And before people say, oh, it's the kids. Oh, what a... It's lack of God. Also, lack of good, solid parenting. His mom was into drugs. And his parents, I mean his mom and him were into feuds. And you have people on the left who are saying, there was one certain person, I forget who, but there was one certain person that said, we need to abolish the Second Amendment. Really? Abolish the Second Amendment? Folks, if you get rid of all the firearms, they'll find other ways. Oh, you know, they'll use cars, they'll use knives and other means. All that to say, pray for those that are in Uvalde, Texas, you know, for those families whose young children did not get to finish the school year. Because chances are they were very close, extremely close. I would guess anywhere between two or three, and eight school days left in that calendar, if I were to guess. But not for those who are dead or deceased. But you think about their souls. And I'm not for sure, about a mercy rule for kids of that age as to whether or not, like, oh, you know, they would just all automatically make heaven. I'm not for sure about that. I hope so. And so I'm going to leave this alone for the rest of the night because I do not want to get into a debate. I don't want to go on this thought because I got other things that I want to get to tonight. That leads me to this. So Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day is coming up on Monday, 30th of May. On that night's program, mostly what I will do on that night is it'll likely be shorter because I want to just focus on, you know, that day and what it's about. But it's about those who died for our country. those who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be free. Not given into all this, all these radical ideologies that you see going on. No, so that we can be free. This weekend is not necessarily specifically about seeing mystery tubes you can scarf down in a certain amount of time. And by the way, to liven it up for a second, you know what I wish? I wish that these mystery tubes were made bigger so they could fill the entire barn. Don't you? Don't you, Emily? Where are the bigger mystery tubes that fit into the whole barn? I need to find them this summer, listeners. I don't know where they are. I'm not saying like this week. I was saying this summer. But being we're coming into grill season now. But I don't know where they are. But you got the brat. You can have some nice big brats. Some of those I still wish were a little bit bigger. Maybe. But I'm not losing that. It's not about how many burgers, mystery tubes, brats, sprats, whatever you call them. Why anyone would call it a brat, I don't know. They're actually very tasty. Or steaks or whatever you want to grill. It's not about how many items you can grill and eat. It's not about, you know, whether you go to the pool or not, or swim in your pool at your house or go to the beach or whatever stuff. Both those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. That is what it's about. Because when these holidays come up, I like to kind of mention and to get you listeners, those of us who live in America, thinking, what are these holidays actually about? And oftentimes there are things we do around these holidays that might be part of like what we do around them, but they might not be the ultimate reason for that particular holiday. Okay. So just so Monday will be doing that Memorial Day special. And I will say this. Do not go up to a veteran this weekend and say Happy Memorial Day. Do not. Have you heard that thing about how that's really not a good thing to do? About like how you're not supposed to do that? But it makes sense though, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, I know it does, but to other people, like, they might not know. But you should not go up to a veteran and say, Happy Memorial Day. Because Memorial Day is in memory of someone who died, even though they defended our country, defended our freedoms, defended, yeah. So, so that's just kind of to get you thinking about what it's about. not going to get really much deeper into that because I want to be able to mention it on Monday and not have all you listeners be thinking, oh, he mentioned all of this the previous show. I mean, it's one thing if it's some, but I'd rather it not be all of it. Okay? Okay. But I will say in terms of weather for this weekend, depending on where you are in America, it looks like temperatures are going up. And in some places, way up. For example, right here in Michigan, right here in central Michigan, originally, as of a few days ago, it was projected that Monday would be in like the high 70s. Now, that is all the way up to the upper 80s. You saw that too. That for Monday it went way up.
Yeah.
Yep. That in a sense it's forecast inflation, but that's based on, you know, computer data that they found. Because it went from high 70s all the way to high 80s. And then Tuesday, possibly even warmer than that. But, you know, Saturday, Sunday look more decent if the heat is not your thing. Some people it's not. For me it is. If you're at the pool, because it means the sun's bearing on you, means that. And something that's kind of interesting is I'm interested to see like how this will make it different things play out is this year the local city school district here, not the other districts in the county or the local region really, but here in the city, Midland, the school district here is getting out the Friday before Memorial Day. About 2 weeks earlier than what it had traditionally gotten out in the past, which would generally be around June 9th, June 10th, 11th, 12th, like somewhere in there. Now, it's like May 27th. So I'm interested to see like what that's going to do to different things. Part of it has to do with a certain heat day, as I mentioned, that is the day after Memorial Day, to see what that does to it. It's going to make it a bit interesting. So who knows? Another, I think, kind of funny from a pool story. By the way, if your listeners are wondering, what is Plymouth? That's the city pool here in the city where I live, here in Midland, Michigan. So I had ideas of like, I wouldn't do this in real life, but I would think it would be so funny to like your Coca-Cola soda pop, whether it be classic or variant, I didn't say competitor like Pepsi or... RC Cola or Faygo or whatever, but I'd said variant, meaning like different flavors, regular flavors of Coca-Cola. So my joke idea would have been to take one of those regular sodas and just go drink it in the pool. Obviously, I know you couldn't do it in real life because you're really not supposed to. And when I had really kind of thought about it, even though I knew it was not a good idea several years back, they told me that the reason it was a bad idea was because it could mess with pH of that water. They also told me that someone had actually spilt some soda in that pool. Do you find it hard to believe that someone actually not only drank it, but spilt it? No. I hope they didn't say that just because they might have somehow thought that I was thinking about it. I hope not. Because I tell you, someone told me that they had been known to drink soda at their apartment complex's pool. Mom, if you're listening, you may remember the time when I was drinking a Coke at the pool of the old apartment complex there in the suburbs of Detroit. Doesn't something about that just feel like maybe it's a bad idea? But at the same time, it almost seems extra relaxing because you're drinking it while you're in the water. Isn't there something about it, Emily, that just makes it sound extra relaxing?
Yeah, kind of.
Especially if you're sitting there on a raft.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting there on one of those rafts, maybe even a big one that has a cup holder, and you found a way to just get that thing down into the pool. Do you guys have rafts at your house? How do you sneak that thing into Plymouth? How does someone sneak that thing in? No, they don't. Okay, I forget. These ones are big ones. They're not like little kitty-sized ones, are they?
No, they're for adults.
Knowing that, forget it. You would say the same thing, right? Yeah. As in like the... Because everyone would see him. Like, what are you doing? Especially if they see the cup holders. If the same person from a few years ago who I asked about that would be like, you are going to drink a pop from this pool, aren't you? Who knows? They just might, right? Because they'd be like, this is maybe why you're doing it. So you can, also, because maybe thinking that you have a cup holder. But nonetheless, folks, just something I had. I like to call it one of my quote-unquote musings, summer musings, because I have never really mentioned this at all when it wasn't summer or summer coming, because there are... One time at the community center pool here in my town, this was actually school I just let out, but back in that day, this was 05. I was a Plymouth back then, but not as much as now, of course. No, not really. Not like now, but like one of the guys literally thought that I was going to drink a pop in the pool. Because he saw me going close to it, not knowing that I was actually going to sit down and drink it, which I did do. Because I already knew that I couldn't have it in that pool. Doesn't it sound way better to drink it in an outside pool than an inside pool?
Yeah.
Because doing it in an inside pool, that doesn't even sound tempting, does it? Where the outside pool, it's like, in a way, it's almost like, well, why can't I? Especially if it's an outdoor hot tub. Like if they had an outdoor, like if they had an outdoor hot tub, would you totally be drinking Slurpees in it?
I have a hot tub at my house, and I drink Slurpees in it all the time. It's one of my favorite things to drink in my hot tub.
Is that part of why you get that size 44 Slurpee?
Yeah.
Is so that. And if Plymouth had a hot tub, you would probably be trying that there, too.
Maybe.
Especially if they're not looking around, you'd be like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's so sunny, I'm just going to sit here and drink it. Especially if they had, like, a Slurpee machine right next to the water fountain. They used to have a Coke machine there back in the day. Yes, they did back in, like, 18. But anyhow, that just saying, you know, summer's coming. Go to your local, you know, McDonald's or wherever you get your Coca-Cola and enjoy the refreshing taste of summer. And go to your local McDonald's and grab it for the low price of a dollar. Price and participation may vary, certainly depending on market. I don't know why Florida and Houston, Texas have decided that they had to exclude themselves from the $1 drinks. Why do you think that they decided to exclude themselves when even New York City decided to keep them? Being New York kept them. You don't know why those two southern places would get rid of them, do you? Because they should have to, unless they're strictly in an airport. And because it's a mall, in my mind, not really an excuse. And if it's a rent thing, I would go as far as to say, work it out with your landlord. You know what I mean? Meaning, until you do, don't move the price. You know what I mean? I'd be like, keep it where it's supposed to be. But enjoy local taste of a nice cold Coca-Cola. Price participation may vary, and of course, tax extra. All right, moving along. Two quick things. I just want to remind you we have our Memorial Day special coming up on Memorial Day, and just so that you can make a note of that. The other things I want to remind you about is our normal stuff. First off being, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been and all the miracles that he's done in my life, the miracles that he's going to do in my life. those might not. I'll be in there, but I mean, like, everything he's done in my life, the miracles he's done. And I know he's going to do greater, above and beyond what he's done, already done. And I know that God is going to keep using me. I know that for a fact. It's not something that I worry about, sit there and hope, wish, like, oh, I wish God would use me. No. I know he's going to. And so I just keep my hope and trust in him. And go online to Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com in order to find out more information about the book. And so, let the book be a blessing to your life. And hey, it's not a bad read when you're sitting on your summer lawn chair outside with a nice cold Coca-Cola. Or a slushy or iced tea or whatever your ultimate summer beverage of choice is. Of course, if it's the ultimate summer choice beverage of the water, then, like, you know, that too, like, just sitting out there drinking your, you know, wonderful summer beverage. Hopefully it's not alcohol, because I believe in the God that delivers people from that, but everything else, you know, as it floats your boat, just as you're sitting there, you know, maybe in your hammock, maybe in your lawn chair, great read. Okay. And it can be a blessing into your life. And it can encourage you. It should increase your faith. And I pray that if you read it, it will increase your faith. Because faith comes, you know, that reading that book should increase your faith. But keep in mind what the verse says. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, so you see, folks, that's why I tell you that going to the house of God is so important. That's why it's so important. It is. I know, and promise I'll be quick when I talk about the how to sow your seed, because I don't know why, listeners. I guess because of what I talked about, you know, at first, and then after that, wanting to liven things up a bit, so that way I wouldn't make you all like sad and miserable and what have you. I don't know if it's because I'm excited because summer's starting or what it is, but I guess tonight I'm just the man of many words. You know, Emily, my pastor said that before from his pulpit when he said, oh, I guess I just must be wordy tonight or this morning, like when he went a little bit longer than he normally does. Like, I just think it's funny when he says that, though. I really do, to be honest. And maybe that's just me tonight, listeners. I don't know why, but all right. About sowing your seed in the Miracle Man program, you can go online to Miracle Man. No, you can go online to PayPal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man show. Okay. And once you get there, onto the website, you type in Rivers Shukla, which is my name. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. On a related note, I want you to note that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, please note, you know, when you get on there, you choose the amount you want to give. I'm not going to tell you what to give. And I don't turn my shows into fundraisers. I haven't done that before. I'm not going to start doing that. At one point, I thought my pastor was funny, was almost being funny, even though he meant it. When he would say, I'm not going to turn my services into fundraisers to build these buildings, because they've been building buildings at the church. When he said, like, I'm not going to turn my services into fundraisers, what would that mean in your mind? In your mind, would that mean that he'd be using some of his preaching time to do auctions? Like stuff like that? And then I think of stuff to auction off and it'd be like Storage Wars? Maybe. That'd be different, but I'm so glad that we haven't done that. And guess what? As funny as some of those auctions might be, I'm not bringing them on the air. Go online to PayPal, sow the seed in the Miracle Men program, and helps keep us going, reach more people. And hey, listeners, tell people how they can be part of the program. Tell them how they can go to, you know, blogtalkradio.com in the search box. They can type in Upfront Entertainment. And then click on that. They should see Live in Large. Click on that. And then you should see the Miracle Man, which is me. And hey, don't tell anyone, but on July 25th, that will mark 5 years of doing this program, bringing this program to you. Yes, 5 years. And I thank the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord for all these listeners who have stayed through thick and thin. And it's been awesome. The verse I want to sow in your life, real quick, is where it says, my God shall supply all your needs according to the price of gas. I'm so sorry. It says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. According to his riches and glory. God's economy does not yo-yo like the earth's one. Doesn't go up one day, way down the next. You know, it doesn't do that. It's constant. God's on the throne. Amen. And so I always pray as you sow your seed. Amen. And so thank the Lord for all you listeners for tuning in. All right, I'm going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Lord, have mercy, the clock. But you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. Because God's got it. What I mean by not worry about it is, I mean, I'm not going to let it get me down, because But let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I become. Oh, here is my song. And let the king of my heart be the mountain where I hide, the ground fountain I drink from. Oh, here's my song. You are good. You're good. Oh, 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 let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the whales. Oh, here's my song. Let the king of my heart be the wind inside my veins, the ankle in the waves. Oh, here's my song. Let the king of my heart be the life inside my sails, the ankle in the waves. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the wind inside. Let the king of my heart be the wind inside the sails, the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. You are good. You're good. Oh, 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 you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good. You're good. Oh, 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 you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good. You're good. Oh, 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 hallelujah. I want to share this song with you. Some of you young folks might not know it, but it's a song that when I was little that we would sing some, and I more or less grew up on it when I was very little. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond, and nothing I desire compares with you. Sing it again. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. Lord, you're so good. Lord, you're so good. Lord, you're so good. You're so good to me. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. Oh, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. Oh, I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, yes, Lord, there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find that there is none like you. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for that you are with us. There is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you. You're the greatest that there is. You are the only true and living God. That's why we sing songs about how great you are, about how there is none like you, about your love for us. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us right now, that you're strengthening us, that you would just comfort our souls, that you would just strengthen us, give us the strength that we need to carry on in these final hours, these final days. Because we're in the last of the last of the last of the last days. Thank you, Lord God, that you are making a way for us when there seems to be no way. Thank you that your anointing is upon us, that you have anointed us for these days, that your anointing would flow through us. Thank you that you use me, that you anoint, that you are anointing me, using me, to using me as an oracle to bring the word of God to these people, to every one of these listeners. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are meeting their every need tonight. Whatever need they have, whatever miracle they're believing for, I pray that they would be expecting right now for you to move right there, right now, that blinded eyes would be open, that cancer patients would be healed, that those in wheelchairs would jump out of them right there in their house or wherever they are. They would just receive their miracle right there. And I thank you, Lord God, that for what you're doing tonight in the lives of these people, that you're using me, and that these listeners would have ears to hear, a mind ready to understand, ears that are ready to hear and receive from your word. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name. Let's make our Bible confession because the... Actually, now I confess for my show right now, that sponsors and partners come in, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Jesus, as a result of this radio program. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. More than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Amen. If you do, let's go. Let's go to Proverbs, the 19th chapter. Praise God. Well, we still got some time to study. Thank God for the Word of God. Amen. What would we do without the wonderful, majestic Word of God? We serve the God of the Word. Amen. Yes. Now, when I say amen, I hope you listeners at home are paying attention and are saying amen. I don't do that to stutter. My pastor has said that from the pulpit. He has said, when I say amen, that's not a stutter. You might think this is funny. So one time we had a guest speaker at our church, close to 20 years ago, I want to say it was. Sounds about right. I don't remember him saying this in public, but I do remember having cassette tape of him preaching at our church. And there was this quick, I forget who he is, but he's in the pulpit. And he says, one time I was at this church service, and the pastor up there said, if you're asleep, say amen. Isn't that funny they would say that? If you're asleep, say amen. I think it's funny. This preacher wasn't asleep, but he did say amen real loud. So when I say amen, it's not a stutter. It's funny me saying, listeners, you know, that be a part. You know, when we open the Word of God and what have you. Proverbs 19. I guess I'm just the guy of man of many words tonight, I guess. I'm not sad about that. It's just me tonight for whatever reason. A lot to say, I guess. Proverbs 19, verse 1. Let's go. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friend deserts him. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will not go free. Many curvy favor, many in favor of a ruler. And everyone is the friend of a man who gives gifts. A poor man is shunned by all his relatives. How much more do his friends avoid him? Though he pursues them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who cherishes understanding prospers. A false witness will not go unpunished. And he who pours out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over his princes? A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is by his glory to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrel's wife is like a distant dripping. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless man goes hungry. He who obeys instruction guards his life, but he who is contemptuous of his ways will die. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. Discipline your son, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to his death. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty. If you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. What a man desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than to be a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. Flog a mocker, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke a discerning man, and he will gain knowledge. He who robs his father and drives out his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. Stop listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Penalties are prepared for mockers, and beatings for the backs of fools. All right. So what you see here is so much of the theme of Proverbs is centered around, you know, living a good life. Like, what happens if you do right? What happens if you do wrong? And in the chapter we read tonight, it even goes into, like mentions how for those who choose not to follow God, for those who choose not to be disciplined, they will have penalties. And it won't be pretty for that person. That's why it is so much better to just obey. God. And your parents, presuming that they are good, godly parents. Well, what if they're not good, godly parents? And maybe you're a teenager who has found God. Who has given their life to God. Maybe got invited to youth group and decided to give your life to Jesus. Well, hopefully, prayerfully, you'll be able to get your parents on board. And then, prayerfully, they'll be able to help get you brought up in the things of God. In a case like that. Because it's really important to obey God. It really is. Because that's what in my mind I was just thinking. About how listeners might be wondering, well, you know, what if I'm that young person that's listening that maybe I got saved at a young age? Like I'm a youth or something. Like a high school or middle school student, and maybe, you know, I got saved, but my parents aren't saved. They don't know God. But then, you know, how do you do that? And, like, hopefully you're able to minister to them, and you with your youth leader or whatever. Because it is important to obey your parents. And to, of course, obey God. Because part of that is being truthful. And part of what we read tonight was that God does not like liars. He does not like liars. He loves us to tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Like what they say in the courtroom. Whereas I put in the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so because that's what they do in the courtroom. But about this thing, about this walking with God thing, this some God thing, you can't do this walk with God the way you want to. No. You have to do it the way God said to. Not the way you want, the way he said. Amen. Because I just know I'm supposed to do the way he said, not the way necessarily that we want, but the way he says. Because doing it the way that we want isn't necessarily good for us always. So that's why we have to follow the way that he tells us to, as opposed to just our way, our feeling, our wishes, our desire, because that doesn't help us. What's best for us is to do it his ways. Amen. And so I thank the Lord for that. That he is with us. He's helping us. He's making us into who he wants us to be. And it's not something we have to worry about, wish about, or any of that. Because I just put my hope and trust in Jesus. Amen. And so, I don't know about you, but I love my Jesus. If it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be. I would have been dead at a very young age. Guaranteed. Yep, I would have been dead at a very young age. Because of the different issues in my body, because of that colon, that cancer in the colon lining, the seizures, and other things. But you know what? Jesus healed me from those things. And I know that the rest of my body is going to line up to the Word of God. Because I know that God's promises for me are yes and amen. They're not maybe and I guess. They're yes and amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this Word tonight. Thank you that we would get it, so that we would incorporate this Word in our lives, that we would apply it, that we would obey you, follow your Word, that we would do what you've called us to do in our own lives. And not just let other things dictate for us, that we would follow you instead. And I give you all the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory for that. In Jesus' name.
Man. Now, in terms of sports, the Tigers on Tuesday night, last night, they lost to the Minnesota Twins 2-0 in Minneapolis. And then today they beat the Minnesota Twins 4-2. As I said, in Minnesota. So what you see there is were able to beat them. I mean, they were able to only give up 2 runs a game in the last 2 games after giving up more runs than that on the first night of the series. Tomorrow they start a series in Minnesota. No. Tomorrow they start a series against the Cleveland Guardians. And in case you're wondering, to me they will always be the Indians. So I don't get why they were forced to change their name. But honestly, they should have stayed the Indians. Just like the Washington Redskins should have stayed the Washington Redskins. I don't know about how I feel. I don't know how I feel about them being the Commanders. I really don't. They should have just been the Redskins. But I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us and no plague shall come nigh our dwellings, because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, none of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And until next time, God first, God always, and have a great weekend, and so long. I will see y'all on Monday. So long, everybody.